Imagine your investment portfolio as a long-term relationship. For decades, you've been faithfully committed to the traditional 60-40 stock and bond allocation, reliable but increasingly predictable. Meanwhile, the wealthy investors you read about seem to be having all the fun with exotic alternatives that promise both excitement and stability. Ben Stein and Phil DeMuth's The Little Book of Alternative Investments serves as your investment guide to options beyond your conventional portfolio. This Wall Street favorite demystifies the once exclusive world of hedge funds, commodities, and other alternatives previously reserved for the ultra-wealthy. As markets have grown increasingly volatile in recent decades, this practical approach to diversification has never been more relevant. Those colorful pie charts from financial advisors are often misleading. Despite their many slices, most portfolios effectively contain just two ingredients, stocks and bonds, typically in a 60-40 ratio. This combination balances the caffeine of stocks with the port of bonds in an arrangement that has served investors for decades. Most people are far more exposed to stock market risk than they realize. Your job security, spouse's employment, company stock options, 401k, and home value all deteriorate simultaneously during economic downturns. During the 2008 crisis, many workers lost both their jobs and watched their portfolios crater by 50% or more, effectively doubling down on the same economic factors driving the market. Rather than obsessing over returns, which we can't control, we should focus on what we can: investment expenses, asset allocation, and risk management. Small differences in fees compound dramatically. A 1% higher annual fee can reduce retirement wealth by 20% over 30 years. One powerful alternative investment is often overlooked: cash. Having sufficient reserves provides a psychological security blanket that prevents panic selling during downturns. Before exploring alternatives, optimize your conventional portfolio. Most investors ineffectively pick stocks without tracking performance against benchmarks. John Bogle's insight was revolutionary. Passive index investing beats active management because fees, research costs, and taxes reduce returns. Over 20 years, your chances of outperforming the market through active management versus low-cost index funds are only about 15%. Academic research has identified persistent market anomalies that enhance returns. Value stocks outperform growth stocks, small companies outperform large ones, and low beta stocks perform better than expected on a risk-adjusted basis. These anomalies persist due to human psychology. Investors remain overconfident, overpay for growth, prefer familiar large companies, and avoid boring businesses, creating opportunities for disciplined investors. To capture these anomalies, consider fundamental weighted index funds for U.S. and international markets. For bonds, focus on short-duration, high-quality bonds, inflation index bonds, and total bond market index funds for tax-sheltered accounts. During economic uncertainty, many investors turn to tangible collectibles, fine art, rare coins, vintage watches, or first edition books. While true experts occasionally achieve impressive returns in niche markets, the wisdom holds, collect for love, not for money. Collectibles have significant investment drawbacks. Mass-marketed, limited editions rarely appreciate. Collecting trends are fickle, with today's must-haves becoming tomorrow's garage sale items. Markets for collectibles are highly illiquid, often requiring months to find buyers. Most importantly, collectibles perform worst during economic downturns, precisely when investors might need capital. The pricing dynamics create persistent challenges. Collectors pay retail but sell at wholesale prices. Even well-maintained items rarely recover their purchase price after accounting for inflation, storage, insurance, and transaction costs. Auction houses typically take 15 to 25% in commissions. Classic cars perfectly illustrate these issues. Pricing is subjective, with identical models selling for vastly different prices based on subtle details. Restoration costs frequently exceed initial purchases. When adjusted for inflation, many investment-grade cars barely break even over decades. As one collector noted, "It is not easy to convert money into beauty and then back into money again." Commodities, from agricultural products to energy sources and metals, represent our first meaningful alternative to stocks and bonds. Unlike earning assets, commodities generate no income while held. Their value comes solely from price appreciation driven by supply and demand dynamics. Despite modest expected returns, commodities earn their portfolio place through diversification, low correlation with stocks and bonds, inflation protection, and strong crisis performance. Most investors should access them through passive commodity index funds that provide broad exposure while minimizing costs. Real estate, particularly through REITs, real estate investment trusts, offers another powerful diversification tool. These publicly traded companies own and operate income-producing commercial properties, functioning as professional landlords who collect and distribute rents to shareholders. REITs combine several attractive characteristics: corporate equity structure for liquidity, inflation hedging real assets as collateral, bond-like predictable cash flows through leases, and enhanced returns through prudent leverage. Their performance has been impressive, delivering 11.4% average annual returns from 1990 to 2000. Even during the lost decade for equities, 2000 to 2010, when the S&P 500 delivered negative returns, Vanguard's real estate index fund generated a robust 10.3% annually. Hedge funds are sophisticated alternative investments seeking absolute returns independent of traditional markets. Their major drawback is the 2-and-20 fee structure, 2% management fee plus 20% of profits, that creates problematic incentives while enriching managers. The hedge fund industry has reached its Model T moment. Strategies are now available to everyday investors through mutual funds, offering significant advantages: lower costs, no performance fees, low minimums, daily liquidity, transparency, SEC regulation, and reduced leverage. Key accessible strategies include long-short equity funds, buying promising securities while shorting expected decliners; market-neutral equity funds, balancing positions to create portfolios uncorrelated with markets; global macro managers, making leveraged bets across asset classes based on macroeconomic views; managed futures funds, trading across commodities, currencies, equities, and fixed income globally; event-driven managers, exploiting pricing opportunities from corporate events like mergers or bankruptcies. For those without direct hedge fund access, mutual fund alternatives offer either mathematical replication of hedge fund index returns or implement actual hedge fund strategies within mutual fund structures. Before exploring alternatives, optimize your core portfolio by diversifying globally with low-cost index funds, tilting toward historically outperforming factors, maintaining quality short-duration bonds, keeping adequate cash reserves, and having sufficient insurance. After adding commodities and REITs, allocate about 10% to hedge fund strategies. For a 60-40 portfolio, this means 6% to alternatives, either entirely from equities to lower risk, or split between stocks and bonds. Beginners with $6,000 plus can start with equal 2% allocations to three core strategies: event-driven, global macro, and managed futures. The financial industry typically fails during market crises, selling stocks in good times and retreating during downturns. Alternative investment vehicles systematically diversify risk beyond traditional assets by actively managing risk exposure, volatility, and correlation to equity markets. Though more complex and expensive than traditional investments, these instruments help prevent destructive buy-high, sell-low behavior during market extremes. By moderating risk, they provide confidence to stay invested through market cycles. The future belongs to steadier approaches that help ordinary investors navigate market volatility. True financial security comes from building a resilient portfolio that can withstand economic storms, not from chasing the highest returns.